I hit record. Oh, do we want to even do a sound test? Do we need to do 84 episodes? No, no sound test.
Hey, hey.
No. Intro, go.
Welcome, everybody, to the second health episode of the year. Perhaps the last. Maybe there'll be many more. Anyway, this is Just Be Cousins. My name is Joseph Neal. Thousands of miles away from me is my brother from another mother with the same grandmother, Jason Mark. Say hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
It's been said many times that this is an unhealthy show, but we're going to do what we can to improve our health.
That would have been really good if it weren't for the mic scrape that happened during the thing. Oh, there it goes again. Who's messing around?
Is that your mic scrape?
It might be my mic scrape. I like to scrape mics. Is that a hip-hop thing? To say you scrape mics?
I scrape mics. Drop mics.
You drop mics.
You don't scrape them,
drop. Oh, you know what? I know what scrape mics is. What you do when you drag Irish people down the road. Hey, let's go scrape a mic. And you, like, tie their feet to the bumper, and then you just drive real fast, and you're scraping a mic. Or a mic. I don't know. I just...
Great, that's scrape and mix.
Scrape and mix. But isn't, like, M-I-C drag for microphone? M-I-C is mic. Like, it looks like mic. We say mic, because microphone, but it's spelled M-I-C, looks like mic.
Great, we're off to a good start.
Dragon here. Mix. Is that why St. George killed the dragon? Because the dragon was an Irish guy, and the British hate the... Or the English hate the... The Irish. I don't know.
All of this racial hatred is unhealthy.
It's unhealthy hatred. Let's get to some healthy hatred. So, what are we going to talk about today, Joe?
We are going to talk about health, but maybe we ran out of material last time. Though somehow we thought we had more, which is why we planned to do a part two.
Yeah. Well, no, we have lots to talk about because. In terms of health, I don't remember what we got to last time because I was really inebriated, but that's unhealthy. And I think if we have the right co-conspirators on the show to talk about health issues for their generation, then we can compare it to our generation, and then we can go like, oh, that's health talking about health.
Well, I think our guest today is going to have a few things to say about health. Well, maybe we'll have a healthy discussion about health due to our... very healthy guest. Let's do the intro music for him, and then I'll introduce our guest.
That was the intro music for him. Okay, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit. No. Good. Let's see.
I'm trusting you gave me this intro music. Oh, there he is.
Once again, back on the JBC show. We have the steamroller, Dougie Fresh, Leon Darrell.
Dougie Fresh. Hey.
Say hi, Dad.
Hey, you children from my mother.
Hey, Double Barrel Darrell. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing good, guys.
Are you healthy today, tonight, this evening, today?
Well, as far as I know, I don't go to a doctor, so.
Oh, well.
Dad likes to estimate his health. He doesn't like to have a clear idea from a health professional. Is that right?
That's correct. My plan is to die naturally.
Okay, how does one die unnaturally?
By going to a hospital.
Exactly.
There we go.
Yeah, nailed it.
Dad doesn't want to see it coming. And even if there's an illness that ravages his body, he'd like to be in denial until it's way too late.
Okay, so this is not the death episode, but you guys are on point because health is all about avoiding death, right? I mean, every time you eat a piece of fucking tofu, it's like, I just don't want to die today, right? Right? Or no?
Well, I don't know. Dad, what do you do to manage your health, to maintain good health? Because you're a pretty healthy guy. You're not a spring chicken. You're not an old geezer either, but, you know, how do you keep things going?
I'll say this about Double Barrel Darrell. He does not look his age. Sincerely. I look at him and I go, if I look like that when I'm his age, then I get his wife. Woohoo! I mean, no, I mean, I'm doing well. Sorry. weird kind of near Oedipal fantasy thing there. It's, never mind. But yeah, what do you do to stay healthy there, old man?
Well, I try to smoke as much as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Try to control that, you know, try to keep it at a decent level.
Right.
You know, nothing to excess. You know, so.
You mean no lack of smoking to excess? No lack.
Yeah,
of...
I don't know what excess is, though. I really haven't determined. What do you think excess is?
If you go 4 days without smoking, is that going to be a problem for your lungs?
That's excessive.
That's excessive.
4 days without smoking.
That's an excessive amount of not smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the longest?
And we might have brought this up before. I thought it was really funny. One of Dad made a New Year's resolution once, and it was the only one that he ever truly adhered to.
Oh,
and
yeah?
That was, he had bronchitis. Am I right, Dad? And then
that's right. Yeah.
He made the resolution that he would continue to smoke once he got healthy, and that happened to be right as the new year turned. And he started smoking again, and goddammit, he stuck to it.
It was close. I wasn't almost well enough to smoke by the first, but I pulled it off.
Well done,
you did
sir.
It anyway. You weren't quite healthy enough to do it, but you're like, yeah, it's January 1st. I'm lighting up.
I'm lighting up. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, so I did it.
I do think
I feel very proud of that.
I do.
Well, let's review the health benefits of smoking.
Yeah, let's do that.
I experience these benefits. It keeps you regular.
Oh, it does. I did not know that. Really?
Well, oftentimes after a cigarette, it'll be time to take a shit. I don't know about you, Dad.
Well, I usually smoke while I'm taking a shit.
Oh.
You ever done that?
Well,
that's evolved.
I've had some jalapeno refried beans where when I was shitting, I thought it there was smoke, but I don't think that's what you're talking about.
Well, don't light a match, man.
Good point.
I was going to say smoking while you're shitting.
No, I don't know why I said that. I've never done that, but I just wanted to know if you had.
He's trying to bait you.
But I'm going to go ahead and say it. Maybe our friend Gus Powell, who is the husband of Jen Powell, who's been on the show a few times.
Yeah.
We never had Gus on, which is weird because he's a really funny guy.
Is
but
Gus
he,
the one who gave you the book?
Yeah, that's him. You've met him before.
Yeah,
and
Gus
he's he used to be my roommate. And one of the things that blew my mind and just made me want to puke, it's fucking disgusting, is that not only would he smoke cigarettes, like chain smoke, while he was shitting, but he would also like read an entire book, chain smoke, take a shit, eat a sandwich. I think he would have like personal spiritual epiphanies. Like all of that shit would go down. No, pardon the pun. But it's there he was on the toilet. And then when I would go in hours later, to take a shit without any of those accoutrements, and and it was disgusting. There was cigarette butts, and it smelled not only like shit, but like an ashtray or like a ham sandwich in an ashtray,
and a used bookstore,
and a used bookstore. That's right.
Gus is my hero, man. I didn't know if anybody actually did that. He's the guy.
That's
something that he used to do back in the bachelor days. Apparently, that's not. Come on, he's a married man now. That's fucking unacceptable. You can't be married and do shit like that unless you're married to like Courtney Love.
No, that's the last guy who married her ended up with a shotgun in his mouth. So let's just. Heyo, too
that's
soon?
Not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. Heroin is not healthy, apparently. I did not know that smoking made you regular. What are the other health benefits, according to Joe, Double Barrel Daryl, and Marcus Welby? What else makes smoking good for you?
Well, I'm saying it definitely keeps me regular. I've been constipated and then had a cigarette and it was over. It's time to go poop.
Didn't you tell a story last week about going poop massively, or was that after the show?
You know what? I really think that this is the limit of my comedy. I think I bring up shitting every fucking show. It doesn't matter what the theme is. I can always talk about
Joe, are you saying that you're regular with bringing up?
Yeah, I regularly bring up turds and shit. So, Dad, it keeps you regular. Yes. What else does it do for you? I've got a couple of other ideas, health benefits of cigarettes.
I think it's a little bit of a stimulant, so, you know, it keeps you alert.
Sure.
Yeah, and actually kind of conversely, if you're feeling a little anxious,
Mm-hmm.
And normally the anxiety is brought upon by the addiction to cigarettes, but you can reduce your anxiety by having a cigarette.
Yeah.
Always when I get pissed, having a smoke really makes me less pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
This is another thing. Oh, wow.
You know what's ironic Imagine about this? That? Every time I smell cigarette smoke, I get pissed. Like I'll be
the opposite reaction.
Yeah, exactly. I would walk down the street and I could smell it. And I know the fucker's like 5 blocks away, but that shit permeates the whole atmosphere. I'm like, God damn it. Why do you have to smoke? Or this is the worst. And I don't know if you guys can like you can commence. If you can feel what I'm saying. But I'll be driving and the guy in front of me in the car in front of me smoking. I could smell it even though we're in two different cars. I'm like, wreck.
I'm that guy.
I just want you to wreck. I don't want you to wreck.
I am the guy ahead of you.
Yeah, that's Dad. Oh. And, yeah, that's me. You know what? I decided that I could break any habit at all because I still smoke. But you know what? I stopped smoking in my car like 3 or 4 years ago. And yeah. I thought that was impossible. There was no fucking way I would ever be able to stop smoking in the car. Like, but I did. And I don't even think about it now. It makes me think, wow, I'm capable of anything except maybe stopping smoking altogether.
Have you tried? Have you tried to stop smoking before?
Yeah, I've made it a couple of years. Dad's never even tried. He had bronchitis, and so every time he smoked a cigarette, I think he projectile barfed blood and almost died. So he did have to stop for like the duration of that illness. But that's it, right, Dad? You've never quit for any other.
I had to stop January of this year for about 3 or 4 days. I had the flu real bad, and. I couldn't smoke. Every time I lit one up, I just coughed and, eyeballs popping out of my head. And so I stopped. And I Carrie was sick, too. And we were both sitting in there in the chair, just hating life. And I turned around to her and I said, if you can't smoke, you're fucked.
You really know that you have a serious illness. You're not just faking it. If Dad can't smoke, he's fucking sick.
That is a really good indicator of your health levels. Like, how much would you like to smoke a cigarette versus how well you're able to smoke a cigarette? And if that disparity is too big, you're fucking sick, dude. You need to go to the hospital.
And think about that. Dad doesn't need a doctor to tell him. He just needs a cigarette to tell him whether he's healthy or not. That's the litmus test of health. Yeah. He doesn't need a doctor. It's a fucking Camel Light.
It's the cigarette
test. Sorry, Dad. Marlboro Light. What am I thinking?
I'm into the natural... blends now. American
Spirit. That's right. The American Spirits. Yeah. So you do smoke Marlboro Lights with me, though, sometimes. I know.
I'll smoke anything.
any foxhole. Wait, any port in a storm? What's the. Every foxhole is. You pray. Everyone who's in a. I don't know. I don't smoke. I've never
smoked. You're killing me. Now I can't remember what that adage is.
I don't know.
What is it for
real?
We'll
get to it. Like, there's no atheists in foxholes in any port in a storm. I mix them up because I've been drinking.
Foxhole is a church pew?
That's right. And we've been talking about smoking. Let's talk about the other vice that's bad for your health, but no one will stop, and that is alcohol.
I don't know. I haven't had a drink in 3 weeks. It's
You are definitely sick.
I'm a pretty regular drinker, but I'm...
You're definitely
feels
ill.
Feels good.
Double Barrel, how long has it been since you've had a drink?
Let's see, noon?
Good, that's what I like to hear.
Well, he's retired. But it's as the drinker.
Oh, hey.
No,
speaking
not,
of,
not
sorry,
one.
Total sidebar here. Speaking of, Uncle Daryl, if you decide you need a few bucks, I passed a sign today that was written in marker tack to a telephone pole that said, electricians wanted $50 an hour. So if you want to fly out here to Seattle, Texas, and do some odd jobs, got you covered.
Well, that was Dad's former career. Now, Dad, at this point, you have a successful shaved ice booth.
Oh, that's
Is booth shaved ice?
Booth.
Shaved ice, yeah. And you have to bring your own flavor. I just do the ice, man.
Just the ice.
Oh, so if somebody comes up
booth,
and says...
It's more of a kiosk.
If someone comes up and says, I want a raspberry, you're like, I'll give you the ice, fucker. I'm not giving you the raspberry.
Yeah.
That's right. That's people got to bring their own flavors.
My toddler, who is almost 3, he's got a book called Shaved Ice, Hawaiian Shaved Ice, and it's got 100 different flavors in it that rhyme, and I have to read it to him every night 5 times.
No kidding.
Yeah. Do you know that one of the flavors is a bean, some kind of like red bean. Like Japanese people love this red bean, and like they put it on their desserts. It's a fucking bean.
Must red be bean good flavor. Do they have red bean flavored bubble gum?
Have you noticed the Japanese people are very healthy because they live to be like 118 or something like that? All of them, every single one.
Yeah, and they all smoke.
And they do. They all smoke and they drink sake like it's no tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to light a cigarette and then put a cap on the cigarette discussion by saying I would like to blame my father for my cigarette smoking habit.
No,
hey. This is why, because he said we were walking in when I was young. Mm-hmm. We were walking into I think it was a grocery store or something, and we were walking out. Somebody's walking in, and Dad's lighting up a cigarette, and some hippie or somebody that didn't like smoking was like, "Hey, these things are going to kill you." And Dad looked at him right before he lit the cigarette, and he says, "Yeah, but it's real slow." And then he lit the cigarette.
Yep, I remember that.
And I was like, "My dad's the coolest." And then I was smoking with him.
And then you started smoking.
Yeah, and you were like 8 or something, wasn't you?
Yeah.
You were young.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to light up that day, but it was a little harsh. I needed to wait.
Yeah. So,
well, we made you smoke at birth because, me and your mother always smoked, and we stuffed you in the car, and just filled your car full of smoke anyways. You didn't have a chance.
You didn't.
Yeah. Well, you'd think that would turn me off because that was really, that was nauseating. Brutal. But something happened there neurologically. I think it was setting me up for a lifetime of cigarette addiction.
Well,
we were just trying to keep you regular.
You don't want a constipated baby. Hey, it's time to shit, Joe. Light up.
Well, after all those, the chili and the chocolate shakes and the little white donuts, I needed some help.
So,
cigarette and get it out.
You guys mentioned something that's interesting because Joe, all of your moms smoke. My mom smoked like she was a lawyer with a bad sexual assault case. And my dad also apparently smoked up until, I don't know, long enough ago that I don't remember, but I never picked it up. And my wife doesn't smoke, and my son, he's 3. I don't know if he smokes. I don't think he does.
But he's not sneaking off.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't smell it. But I know you wanted to put a cap on the smoking discussion. I guess what I'm saying is if my son is going to inherit anything, it won't be smoking. It'll be drinking because, boys, I drink a lot. And Joe, you used to drink a lot, but then you had this wager with the other Taco Bell managers, and now you're out.
Yeah, I'm getting older, and yes, I'm still smoking, but I feel like drinking makes me feel unhealthier. That is, waking up with a hangover just sucks. And lately, last 3 weeks to a month now, I wake up without a hangover, and it just feels better.
You pussy.
Like I said, I'm trying to eat right. Again, I'm still smoking. But
hey, don't
I'm
lie to me.
Toward being a health nut douchebag.
Healthy bullshit. You were eating raw fucking steak the other night when we were playing chess online. So don't even give me that shit about eating healthy.
Hey. What I was doing was, listen, Dad. It was keto time. I had broccoli. I had steak. Now listen, we were playing chess last night. Jason kicked my ass fucking 3 times in a row. Made me feel like
I cannot believe when I heard that. I thought you'd beat him. I really did.
It turns out he's good at that game. I don't know. We shouldn't be surprised. But check it out. I was eating steak. He was eating chili. I was all ketoed out. I'm like, this broccoli, it's steak. There's no carbs. Everything's cool. But then by the time he beat me 3 times, you'll remember this, Jason. I started eating raw cookie dough.
That's true. You did. At the end of the night, you started. Yeah.
In response to my defeat, I completely caved and started eating raw fucking cookie dough.
You were suicidal.
With a cigarette on the toilet.
But it's really slow. So it was not like it's not like sticking a a lit piece of dynamite up your ass. It's
right.
Not like
or a shotgun in your mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll keep you regular. That'll blow the shit right out of your ass.
It will. How constipated are you, Steve? I stuck a dynamite stick up my ass. Feel great.
Well, you remind me of something. Well, we had that clean show where we tried to have clean humor the whole time. That was an abject failure.
Again, sidebar. Do you know why that show was a complete failure and at the same time a total success? Shag's Shags Bahamnum, whatever her name is. Jags.
Shagoya.
Yeah. Her contribution made that show. There's no way we're going to be clean. And also, it was one of our best shows ever. So, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But I was going to say, a good challenge for me, and I was trying to do is challenge us to kind of, you know, make some boundaries and stick to them and see if we could still be funny and interesting. We couldn't, but maybe since I can't stop talking about shit all the time, maybe next show or the show after that, I should challenge myself and just, I can talk about anything at all, and I can even cuss, but I just can't talk about poop.
I thought you were going to say next show should be a shit show, and then I was going to say they're all shit shows, Joe. Shit is a thing. I think, okay, we're going to talk about health, and this is important. Seriously, people who are into their own bodies and health and their well-being and feeling good and being, like, you know, being conscious of their bodies, they pay attention to their shit. There's nothing wrong with it. Anybody who's uptight about their own feces is probably sick. Pay attention. I'm not saying pick it up and show it to people and say, hey, look how healthy I am, motherfucker. I'm not saying doing that. I'm just saying, Joe, don't feel bad about talking about shit, because shit is a part and parcel of being conscientious of your health. I hang out with running people all the time, runners, right? We go and we do these runs and we hang out for like 48 hours straight. And I'll tell you what, runners love talking about shit. They love it. They just talk about it. It's like, hey, make sure you take a crap before you go run, because you don't want to be dropping loads on mile 14. This is the truth. So,
well, you don't want the runs on your runs.
Exactly. Boom. Psh. Here, let me hit the...
Thank you. Yeah. Oh. Well, so, what minute are we at? Because I wanted to 22. Ask Dad a question about health.
We're at 22.
Mental health.
Oh, mental health. I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to talk about it last week, but I forgot because I was drunk.
Well, I don't think that you're mentally ill.
I am, literally, by definition, mentally ill. But that, never mind me. Go ahead with your question to Double Bear Daryl, my uncle from my grandmother.
Actually, come to think of it, I'm technically mentally ill, too. Dad, are you mentally ill?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I was in Palm Springs. I've talked a little bit about that on a previous show. I was in Palm Springs, and I talked to Dad, and he brought up this really fascinating story. And I wonder if you'd like to tell it, Dad. Well, there's two stories. The woodpecker story.
We can start with the pecker.
Yeah, let's start with the woodpecker. So, I think it's a really good story about mental health.
So
both of these are very similar.
If, Uncle, you're going to tell this story, is there background music that's appropriate to the score you'd like to hear? If not, that's fine. No pressure, but just launch into it. But if you want me to play a song, I'll do it.
No song come to mind.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Maybe some birds singing, you know. All right.
See if I can find birds singing.
Bird tweets?
Bird singing.
Actually, if you could have the sound of a woodpecker, because that's where the story began.
Okay, you start, and I'll bring it in when I can.
Yeah, just whenever, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, it was probably a month into my retirement, and I'm still just trying to chill out, right? So, middle of the day, I'm watching a movie, which I thought was really cool. You know, late afternoon, I'm just watching a movie, not working, and I'm pretty proud of myself. So, I'm into that, and then this woodpecker starts pecking on the wall right by my ear, it seemed like, and so it was annoying, and you know, but I was cool, you know, no big problem. I just went outside to open up the door, and I said, hey, quit pecking on my house. And the bird flew away, and I went, that's cool. So I get back, and I just sit down. Some bitch came back, starts pecking again. Well, my yeah, that's not the sound. But it's more like rap, 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 rap. And so I'm getting a little annoyed, and it just builds, because I would go out, you know, and I would shoo the thing away, come back, it would come right back. And so I get very angry because I can't relax, you know. I just want to watch a movie in the middle of the day. I've been waiting, you know, 50 years to do that. And so now I'm getting pissed. So next time I go out, I pick up a rock and I throw it at the bird, which is really near my window, and almost broke my window out. And that damn near scared me and pissed me off even more. So, but I thought I really scared at that time because, you know, I damn near got it. But no sooner than I got back in my chair, turned the movie back on, the pecker is just tapping like crazy again. So I'm really pissed now. My face is red. I go grab a small ladder. I'm out there, and he's already got a freaking hole in the side of my house. There's a freaking hole. So I go, you son of a bitch, and I'm getting pissed. So I grab the rock that I had thrown at, almost hit the window, and I stuffed it in the hole, and I go peck on that motherfucker, you know. And so now I come back in, I hit play again on the goddamn movie, and it's immediate. There's pecking, and it sounds different. It's like he's pissed, I'm pissed. I'm going, bullshit. I run back out there. I'm running back out there. I climbed up on the ladder, and I pulled the goddamn rock out because I didn't see a bird anywhere, and that motherfucker came out of the hole into my face. I fell off the goddamn ladder, and I'm going, holy shit. Holy shit. What is wrong with my life? Oh, my God. And I just forgot about the movie, and I sat down, and I went, dude, you got to calm down.
So did you smoke a cigarette?
You kill yourself. This anger's got to stop. So that leads me to a month ago, or a couple weeks ago, when Joey was in Palm Springs, and I have a slight plumbing issue. I'm sorry, Joey, but right after I took a shit, I flushed. And my freaking house just turned into goddamn bagpipes. They were fucking sounds I didn't like, man. So I'm tracking down the sound. I go downstairs, and it's coming from my water pipes, you know. It's just howling. I go, goddamn it.
This is like the entire house, like, in a frenzy, like, squealing and howling.
Yeah. High-pitched. And, of course, it stopped as soon as the toilet filled back up, you know. So I ran up there and flushed the toilet again. Immediately it starts, you know. So, and this is what makes it made funny. This is kind of funny, sound issue, I immediately get a pipe or a stick, and I stick it in my ear, and I run it up and down the pipes or whatever it's trying. So I pinpoint the noise. I want to pinpoint it. So I got this thing in my freaking ear, and I'm kind of zooming in around downstairs around the pipes, and I think I locate the sound at this it's a little valve that runs the water to the refrigerator. So I'm thinking that's it, right?
Oh my God, Jason, you got to turn off the birds. It's killing me.
Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
The birds are
irrelevant at this point.
Fucking bird. But anyway, so I just immediately just run to Lowe's, and I get a replacement. It's called a saddle valve. It's just kind of clamps around your pipe, and it sticks a hole in it, runs water to your refrigerator. Pretty simple little unit. Go to Lowe's, Home Depot, whichever was closest. And as I pulled out the old piece, I seen it kind of came apart. I figure I got it, you know, I got it. And I put it all back together, and the sound went away. Flushed the toilet, ran water all the house, and it's all silent. It's all good. And then a couple hours, Carrie was out doing some chopping. She comes home, and I was very proud of myself. And I said, hey, I fixed that freaking plumbing, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm more than an electrician. I'm a plumber, too.
Yeah.
And I thought she'd be proud. And she was for a second. She goes, well, let me go test it. And she flushed the toilet, and the freaking house goes berserk again. And I went, son of a bitch. And so it's kind of like, you know, kind of like that woodpecker kind of feeling over me again. And so I get a hammer, and I go down to the brand new saddle valve that I put on, and I just start tapping it, and it seems like it's changing the sound. And so I'm kind of into it, so I hit it a little harder, and it kind of changed again. And so I hit the motherfucker really hard. It broke off. Its water's going freaking everywhere. So I turn off the water to the house, and I tell my wife, I said, I got to go to Lowe's. She goes, why? And I said, because the saddle valve's broke. She goes, it's brand new. And I said, not when you hit it with a hammer really hard. And again, as I was driving back to Home Depot, I'm going, dude, you've got to calm down. You can't, you know, pissed. pissed is not a way to live. It just doesn't do any good.
And you're heading toward perhaps, you know, another self-injury type of situation. Last thing was the woodpecker. You end up falling off of a ladder, red-faced, screaming.
Yeah, well, thank God it wasn't on the hot water pipe.
Right.
Yeah, could have been scalded for life.
Yeah.
So you're heading back to Lowe's to buy the same shit that you just bought brand new and then broke with a hammer.
That's correct. So I come back and I put the second new one on, and of course it's the noise is still louder than ever. And wife comes up and she goes, "Well, what are you going to do?" And I said, "Call a plumber." and so I did.
And that's defeat, though. That's defeat, a sad man. Part of the story.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
His dad doesn't ever call anybody. He always does it himself. So when he has given up here, this is fucking...
I have given up. And so this plumber, I tell him the story, and he goes, "Well, your pressure regulator valve, how close was that to where you were working?" I said, "Well, a couple feet below where I was at." And he goes, "Well, that's what the problem is. They raised the pressure in the city of Colorado Springs, and I've been changing those out all month. Oh shit. So
the whole ordeal really nice, was for nothing, really.
I was messing with the wrong part anyway. So I said, "Well, dude," I said, "well, can you come and change that out?" And he goes, "Yeah, in about a week." I went, "Well, that's timely." And so I get off the phone with him, and Carrie goes, "Well, when's it coming out?" And I said, "Next week." And she goes, "I ain't living here for a week with that kind of shit."
Sounds like demons and banshees screaming in the walls as the entire house rattles. Like, oh, yeah, good God.
And so I pulled one of the tools that I've watched my uncles do. They get a lounge chair, usually an old one that's got the weaving, you know, the lounge chair that you would sit on a front porch or something.
Yeah, like the woven plastic.
Yeah. So I got one of those, and I set it down in front of this regulating valve, and I just stared at it, and I drank a beer.
There you go.
And, you know, and after a beer or two, it didn't look all that complicated to me. So got the wrenches out, and before I did that, I went, "Well, I wonder what brand this is. Maybe I should have one on hand, you know, before I tear this one out." And it didn't have any brand name on it. No brand name. I've never seen anything made that people weren't proud enough to put their name on. I could not. But luckily, I'd gone to YouTube, and some guy, you know, from, I think it was Arkansas,
sure,
pretty sure, dirty white t-shirt, he says it was no problem, and he changed them all the time.
Well, he can do it.
Yeah, why not?
Right. He says, "Shit, man." He says, "You got to do it yourself. You don't want to play a plumber $150 goddamn dollars an hour. You just do it yourself. Get your wrenches. Well, let me show you which one." And he, you know, he pulls them. So I said, "Oh, shit, I can do it." And,
of course you can.
So, and he says, "And don't," and this was the good part. He goes, "And don't buy a new one. You just need to clean the motherfucker up."
Okay, good. That's all you need.
I did it, man. I tore it apart. I looked at it. It didn't. I cleaned what I could. I threw it all back together. Hasn't made a sound since.
There you go.
And I won.
You won.
Wow, I didn't hear the last victorious part of this story. That's great.
I cleaned it, yeah.
You won. You kicked his ass. Yeah.
But the moral of the stories here, and they were very similar, and what I was talking to you about, Joey, is that, you know, when frustration hits, it immediately, for me, turns into anger and then some kind of physical problem of, you know, I will hurt myself.
Yeah.
Someone will be hurt.
Yeah.
Mental health issues, emotional dysregulation leads to confusion, leads to rage, leads to physical injury.
That's right.
So real quick.
And I think for you, we're going to use that on your Taco Bell employees. I think it was kind of a meme.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's got a good moral to it. I think the millennials could really learn something there.
Yeah. So real quick, and this won't be quick at all, Joe. You're now in charge of the show because the Sailor Jerry has really taken over. I don't know how well I'm going to be able to do the engineering for the rest of the night. We're at minute 35. We've got some ads to do.
Yes.
And I want to just let anybody out there who is in the world know, if you're thinking about, I mean, speaking of mental health, if you're thinking about committing suicide, don't take a bunch of fucking pills or shoot yourself. What I want you to do is contact my Uncle Daryl, Double Barrel Daryl. Say, hey, I want you to tell him a story, and then drink a lot of alcohol, and then while he's telling the story, you will laugh so fucking hard you won't be able to breathe, and you will die. According to my Apple Watch, I'm not making this up. This is the truth. According to my Apple Watch, my heart stopped 5 times while you were telling that story.
It's a good, you know what's funny is, you know, this kind of things happens all my life. You know, it's one time I was down pretty much, you know, kind of feeling bad, sorry for myself, and I decided to go to Larco and buy something that I thought might work, and I really didn't want to poison myself, but I felt if I felt bad enough that I could take this Larco product called Placebo Suicide.
Yes,
and. Yeah, and so what it is, it's really a sugar pill, but it has a cyanide thing, you know, on the...
It's got a cyanide thing.
You know, and it's got the skull and crossbones
skull
on it.
Skull and crossbones, yeah. It gives you
all
cyanide.
all the indications that it's poison and you will die. And so I popped a couple of those, and luckily it didn't work.
Luckily it didn't work.
I thought, you know, I mean, if I'm into this, a placebo should kill me.
A placebo cyanide pill. That's freaking brilliant. Those Larco guys never give up.
Those Larco guys, they sell it all.
They sell it all. Yeah.
Well, hey, speaking of Larco.
Yeah.
Do you have a Larco ad?
I mean, I do.
Much just heard one, but.
We did. Thank you, Devil Barrel. Daryl, that was pretty good. I am. So, real quick, Joe, did you say that Laura the Explorer is going to be on the show tonight?
You know what? She ended up having to go in to the graveyard shift of the slaughterhouse to teach some people how to bleed pigs.
Okay, fair enough. So
You stick them hard.
Yep, hang them upside down, stick them.
So I'll try to read this, but I literally can't hear myself speak right now because of Sailor Jerry and... What is this? I'm mixing it with Diet Cran Grape.
Do you want some more prep time? We can do my ad first, or we can do Larco first. You want to go first?
Whatever you feel like, brother from another mother, sing grandmother. Whatever you feel like.
All right, well, here, let's mix it up. Let's do a word from our sponsor.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we've got a guest reader to read the copy here, and... Do you see the product there, Jason?
Marcy Weight Bench.
Yeah.
Hi. Let's hear that. My name is Arnold. I'm here to speak to you about something very important. Your health. You must understand that to maintain excellent physical and mental durability as you grow older, there is nothing better than weight-bearing exercise. It can reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease. That's right. Pumping iron is good for you, especially if you are an impish pansy boy. But whether you are a beginner or an experienced weightlifter, there is only one choice for top quality home gym. It's the Marcy MWB 20101 80-pound dumbbell set and standard weight bench. The Marcy includes an interchangeable curling pad, dual-action leg developer, and a pair of witch's tits dipped in baby's blood to please Satan. I didn't say it! Tony Danza eating a cheeseburger naked, wearing a tutu, riding a unicycle in a snowstorm. Oh, no. I'm stroking off into the left side of my face. I have a spinning propeller. I mean, I need a helicopter. Get me to the chopper.
God damn it. I don't want to die tonight, fucker.
Arnold? Is Arnold okay? Oh, he was clearly... God. He clearly needed help at the end there.
You know what I hate about you, okay. Joe? You know what I hate about you? I hate it. Is you're what? So goddamn good at this. Fucker.
Well, you know, our friend Strokin' Bob has had several strokes on the air, but this is like, this guy apparently is a bodybuilder. He seems very healthy, but I'll be goddamned if he didn't have a stroke right there. Again, maybe is our show cursed?
I think it might be.
You read some copy and suddenly you're having a stroke. Hopefully he's okay.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. All right.
Can we have the outro too? Why not?
That's a good idea. Let's have that outro.
I think. Wrong one.
Do you know why they call it Three Sheets to the Wind?
A sheet
in sailing is that sound you hear, by the way, is my pills. That sheet is a rope, and if you are sailing improperly and the rope is in your sails, then you won't sail correctly and your boat is all over the goddamn place. And that's called Three Sheets into the Wind. And I am right now three sheets. I'm five sheets. How many sheets you got, fucker?
Are you too many sheets to read that Larco ad? You think he can get through it?
Shit. Negro, I can read this shit.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
This is priceless.
Here's the thing. After last week's episode, we're at minute 42, by the way. After last week's episode, Joe sent me a text saying, hey, good job on faking being drunk. And I was like, fucker, I was not faking. I'm going to prove it next week. So here we go. A few months ago, I was standing in line at the DMV trying to get my license plate tags renewed. Normally, I would do that sort of thing online, but thanks to Trump-appointed FCC Commissioner Ajay Pai, Comcast was able to use a loophole to sue the other ISPs in our town and run them out of business. And once Comcast had no competition, they began throttling customers after using 1 gigabyte of bandwidth in a month. And our town's DMV website pushes users through so many non-optional screens and videos before offering tag renewal services, my throttled access would have taken me months to get anywhere. And of course, I had mailed the money in to the DMV, but it seems the post office had delivered my check to a DMV in a different state. They still cashed the check, but couldn't send me the correct tags, of course. So, there I was at the DMV, number 157, looking at Ariana Grande's latest post on Instagram. The lone person working at the DMV that day was about to serve number 44, when all of a sudden, a city bus crashed through a brick wall. One of the bricks hit me in the ass, and it was everything I could do to crawl out of there amid the chaos. A few days later, the pain was just too much, so I went to St. Larco's Osteopathic Semi-Urgent Healthcare Center. After a short wait of only half a day or so, entertaining myself by watching patients plod in and out of the x-ray room, I was finally seen by an orderly who told me that I had a seriously busted up ass and that I needed to stay off that shit until I felt better. He gave me a bottle of aspirin and sent me back home. When I got the bill from St. Larco's, I sent it and a check for my deductible to my insurance company. They cashed the check, but refused the claim. They said that since I was more or less born with that ass, that counted as a pre-existing condition. So I tried to sue the city. The city's lawyer said that the driver of the bus was drunk and an alcoholic, which meant he must have been born with a genetic predisposition towards alcoholism, and therefore the crash was considered to be an act of God.
Oh, God.
Despite the aspirin, the pain in my ass got worse, so I dragged myself to St. Larco's once more, credit card in hand. They happily took my American Express. They told me that my ass had a serious MRSA and Listeria infection, which I had probably picked up the last time I was at the hospital. After then handing over my Discover card, they went on to inform me that complications from the MRSA and Listeria, and waiting all that time close to the x-ray room, meant that I also had a terminal stage 3 ass cancer. Let me read that one aside. Meant that I also had terminal stage 3 ass cancer. As of today, The ass cancer has completely metastasized, and I'm not even in pain anymore. I lost my job and my house, the police impounded my car for having expired tags, and my wife left me. But I've always hated that cunt, so now I can die a happier man. Thanks, St. Larkos! St. Larkos, osteopathic semi-urgent healthcare. Health is in our name. Larko.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Okay.
So you guys, you know, if you ever like have a problem, you're like, oh shit, I got a broken toe. I need to go somewhere. Go to St. Larkos, osteopathic semi-urgent healthcare. They will either take care of you or tell you why they can't.
Well, I think this is actually some evidence toward Dad's method, which is
don't go,
just suck it up and wait with dignity to die.
But surely, Uncle Daryl, you have to have had in your life. I mean, I remember hearing a story about an icicle shoved up your ass. Was there not? Was there not?
It was
some,
a turdsicle, by the way.
Turdsicle. Thank you very much.
It was a turdsicle.
Was there not some urgent care involved in that?
Oh God, no, no,
no.
No. What happens is a turd sickle will actually melt eventually, and you feel it.
And you feel okay.
Yeah.
Moral to the story, kids: if you're going to be hit, get hit by a turd sickle. When it melts, you're okay.
Well, you know,
I got one more
dad story, because not only did I get smoking cigarettes from him, but I think. I don't know what the diagnosis in the DSM-5 is, but Dad was trying to, you'll remember this one, Dad, you're trying to, I think, set up a tent, and you're just trying to put stakes in the ground, something like that. And you put the stake in the ground, and you've got a hammer, and you swing hard down onto your thumb, and smash your thumb, and because your thumb was placed on top of the stake. It was just a really poor decision. He slammed that thumb, and he goes, "Aah!" And then he takes another swing and smashes his fucking thumb again, without hesitation. Same thing. Just smashes his thumb one more time. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to move my thumb. Right? That's the right move. I'm going to got to move my thumb away. And as he swung down, the thumb crept back into the same position, and he smashed his thumb for a third time. Didn't go to the doctor, though I'm sure his thumb was really fucked up. But what he did was, he realized what scared him was not that he might hurt himself one day. He most certainly would hurt himself again. Mm-hmm. He realized that. But then he got scared, because he was going to pass this DNA, or he had already passed this DNA on to his sons.
Yeah.
And they were certainly in danger. So, yeah. I just wanted to... I probably already told that story before because I love it.
Well, I got some of that DNA, right? Ostensibly. I mean, if he got it from his father and or mother, I got it through one of them to my dad, to me. And I can tell you that when it comes to hammering nails, I am guaranteed to do a total Cobain on that shit, because I will I have injuries on my body from hammering nails. This should never have been any... Like, how do you hurt your fucking foot from hammering a nail? I managed it.
There it is. See, we have a family... runs in the family. There's a genetic predisposition for this strange mental illness.
Genetic predisposition. Where have I heard that before?
Now, how many pills are you taking?
Okay, I took some ibuprofen. I took some Excedrin. I took some Wellbutrin, some Zoloft, and a vitamin B12 pill.
And washed it down with some alcohol.
I did. I washed it down with Sailor Jerry spiced rum and some, what is this? Diet Cran Grape, 100% vitamin C. Fuck you, Ricketts. I got this shit.
It's fuck it all.
Fuck it all.
Fuck it all. That's the name of it. Is rickets it's what you get if you don't have vitamin C? Or is that beriberi or scurvy? Scurvy. Fuck you, scurvy.
Hey, Jason. Jason, I got a... did you know your dad lived in Germany or spent some time in Germany for a while?
That's literally true. I did not know that.
Yeah, he did. And he went to the Larco's a nation, international company.
Did he really? Okay.
He actually went to a hospital, a Larco hospital in Germany.
He did.
It was really, really didn't cost him very much.
Good.
And and I guess when he was there, he noticed that insurance rates were very low as well.
Yeah. And was this was
and
the
70s? And he came back and he told me, he says, but I did figure out why hospitals are so efficient and low cost and insurance rates down. I said, well, why is that? And he goes, they expect to die there. I think America could learn a lesson from Germany.
Larry,
I think
America could.
They just expect to fucking die.
That's
and
right.
It's not a big deal.
That's right.
That's, wow. That's an eye opener.
That we should call Mitch fucking McConnell and say, hey, fucker, you know why you should approve Obamacare? Because most of these assholes going to die anyway.
Right. Change, adjust your expectations.
Exactly.
And speaking of dying, yeah. Seriously, you need to register that wit with the government because it's a lethal weapon. I'm right now, can you hear that? I'm pounding my sternum. Trying to get my heart going again.
Jason, are you okay?
Nope.
Are you okay, Jason?
Nope.
You didn't take the Larco placebo suicide pill, did you?
I may have. A lot of pills. Hopefully you didn't take the placebo suicide.
I may have mixed it in there. I actually have in my, speaking of health, in my repertoire, Novo Fogo, which is sparkling caipirinha.
What?
It's a Brazilian cachaca. Natural lime flavor, sugar and carbonation alcohol drink that's 11% alcohol.
Wow.
So let's talk about health.
Hey, I had something stupid real quick.
Yeah, let's do this.
Something very unhealthy that I discussed on a previous episode. It was called the Taco Hell on Earth Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also saying, and this has to do with like kind of social health, where you were talking about people, I was saying I use the word fantastic too much. I just use it all the time. It turns people off. It's not good for social health, right? Interaction. So, fantastic. I use the word fantastic too much. Well, I realized
you,
there's
Jason.
A strange connection
you,
with
Joe.
The. Okay, bear with me here. Damn it, it's the Taco Hell on Earth Challenge is a very unhealthy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you play that clip for me? It'll sum up what the Taco Hell on Earth Challenge is.
Okay, here goes.
Imagine trying to run a Taco Bell by yourself. It's just here's it. Just try and imagine this. I'm like, I've got a headset on. I'm doing the drive-thru just with my head. I'm doing the front and the register with my hands and my arms, and I'm washing the lettuce with my feet, and I'm putting together tacos with my dick and balls. You might say, well, that's unsanitary, and that makes the tacos taste and smell bad if you're making them with your sweaty dick and balls. But no, I had rubber gloves on my dick and balls. One rubber glove on my dick and one rubber glove on my balls.
That's right.
Making tacos. Okay, so that's clearly unhealthy, and it's impossible, right? You would think. I realized there is a Marvel comic book character that could easily do the Taco Hell on Earth challenge. Now, you're a nerd, Jason. Do you know what Marvel character that is?
Deadface. What's his name?
Isn't Deadface.
Dead guy. What's his name?
The guy that's Rubber Man, Stretch Man.
Yes, but do you know what his name is?
Stretch guy. Stretch Armstrong.
He's from the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Man.
He is Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, the word fantastic.
He could do it easily.
Deadpool. I know it's not Deadpool, but I want to just say that I remembered the name I was trying to say. Deadpool.
Ah, Deadpool. Anyway, that's my whole story. That was weak. It was weak as hell, but it's Mr. Fantastic, damn it.
That's
he
a good
has
story.
Stretchy dick and balls. You can put rubber gloves on him. He can make tacos while he's washing lettuce with his feet easily.
Speaking of, let's talk about sexual health. Shouldn't Mrs. Fantastic be the most satisfied Mrs. in the world because Mr. Fantastic can make his little Fantastic whatever shape she needs him to be?
Yes. and I think his wife actually is Mrs. Invisible. Or, yeah. I think she turns invisible.
Is that, like, tantamount to his being able to, like, whatever you need, Mr. Little Fantastic is going to be that shape?
Well, I think if his penis is, like, ultra stretchy and prehensile and scary like that, I think she just turns invisible just so he can't find her.
No, I'm not saying that he... So he can just, like, hey, what's up? I'm Mr. Fantastic. I can turn into anything. I'm going to go over here and fuck this bee. I don't care. I'm going to fuck a feeble. Beehole. Keyhole. But I'm saying that, like he's like, he's feeling like, I want to please my wife. What you need, baby? You need this to be shaped like a Lego? What do you want? You want to be shaped like a Mercedes? I'll do whatever you need. And she's like, okay, I love you. So the truth of the matter is, I want your dick to be shaped like Idris Elba. Like his dick? No, like him. Like the man. I want an Idris Elba, the man, the person.
He is Mr. Fantastic. He could morph himself into the visage, the shape of Idris Elba. And what woman wouldn't be satisfied?
Okay. And not, let's be clear, not Idris Elba's dick, but Idris Elba. Him.
Yes.
Like with his nose and his eyebrows and all that stuff. Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sexual health episode brought to you by Idris Elba's penis.
No, not his penis. No. Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey, guys, I think you ought to do a public service here and tell the gentlemen out there they really shouldn't stretch their dicks, because I've been trying it my whole life, and it's really thin.
It's true.
I am my pencil dick is my picture.
It's true.
Don't
somebody
try
comes
and
around,
stretch it out. It's not going to get any longer. It. Just okay, just tug on it. Go ahead and tug on it. That's good. That's good for your health.
Don't try to make it stretch.
Yeah, don't try to stretch it out like Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. Don't try to make your dick look like Idris Elba. I'm going to call tonight's episode, Don't Try to Make Your Dick Look Like Idris Elba. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, well, I'd like to argue for the cancellation of the show. I have a feeling that we're almost done here.
Sometimes that is better.
Good evening and welcome to the mental health edition of JBC's Arguments for Cancellation.
You got 3 minutes to do this shit.
All right, well, here we go. There's plenty of evidence here that, one, we constantly talk about things that are unhealthy, and it seems we advocate for things that are unhealthy. Our relationship is unhealthy. There's lots of, like, screaming and yelling and put downs. Stuff
you,
like that.
Joey.
Yeah, and you know, there's tears, there's abuse, there's emotional abuse, there's just gibberish. That's not a good sign of mental health. Just complete nonsense, gibberish left and right. Anyway, here's a come on, Jason, hold it together. Okay,
it's
so
a black metaphorical.
So I call this this collection of evidence, JBC Unhinged.
You fucking idiot. Plato mask.
I don't know.
Naked man jacking off. Pluto.
So, like, I draw.
Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. Fuck you, Joey.
Joe. You can't.
I'm crying and hard at the same time.
Fucking. Get out of here, dog. Jesus.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yes! Woohoo!
Fuck it.
What are you doing?
I wept for no reason.
Fuck you, Joey!
Yeah, motherfucker! Yeah! Yeah! Fucking yeah!
Oh, my dog. I stink I'm shaving a dork right now. Oh, fuck you, Charlie Brown.
Fuck you, Satan.
Fuck you, shithead.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Joey.
Oh, fucking million.
It was good. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking get this shit right now. I said, we owe this motherfucking shit. Hey, what's good? That was it. We owe the fucking say so. Fucking that shit right now.
God damn it, Jason. Stop it!
I said, fucking that shit right now.
Okay. So that's pretty scary.
It is. You convinced me. Fuck, this show is stupid. Let's stop it.
I think You just fucking convinced me.
God damn it.
Sometimes that is better.
All right, Daryl, Joe, you got 10 seconds. Go.
Any closing thoughts, Dad?
Oh, yeah. That placebo thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
I can get this in 10 seconds. What I do about any illness that I have, because I don't go to the doctor or hospital, is that I just go on YouTube and I find some remedy, you know, some bullshit remedy that I believe in, and then I do it, and then I'm healed.
Perfect.
And it doesn't work for everybody, because if you don't believe in it, it won't work. So it's kind of cool.
I think that for you, like, you've been smoking since you were like, what, 8, 9 years old, and you're not dead yet. And so I feel like that works for you. Like, if you go on YouTube and you're like, hey, everybody, stick a piece of parsley up your nose and you'll be fine. And you do it and you're like, I'm fine. You're going to live to your 90.
Yeah, if somebody says it convincingly and I have a belief system behind it, it'll freaking work.
Yeah, the mind.
God damn it, snake oil works. You just need to believe it.
You just got to believe it. Okay, so if anybody takes anything from this health episode, take this. If you believe it, it will make you feel good. Except for beating nuns, don't do that. Everything else is fine. Go.
All right, well, good night, gentlemen. It's
good
been
night,
fun.
Good night,
well, thanks for inviting me again, guys.
Hey, thank you. And also, because of my really sore abs, fuck you.
Fuck you, Jason.
Fuck you, Jason.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
God damn it, Jason. Stop it! We'll be right back.
stick dynamite up your ass.